Good morning. Today is the 38th day of the Omer. If you haven't had a chance to count us yet, please do so during daylight hours. Just a friendly reminder, we study Mishnayos as we do every single day. Le'ilui Nishmas, Sarah, Malka, Bas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechet Para. We are in the 5th Perek Mishnah Tes. We'll start the 6th Perek Mishnah Aleph as well. The Mishnah begins with a continuation of our discussion. We're told again, that you have to take the ashes and the water and put it into a vessel. So, what is the definition of a vessel? What if I take two rocks that are hollowed out into U's, like the letter U? And they're facing each other. So each one in of itself may be able to function as an independent kli. It could still hold some water, but I can push them together and I take two U's and I create a kli that's open on no sides. Now all of a sudden, instead of being open on one side because of the U shape, like the top of the U, they're formed together and now the water doesn't get out. The same thing is true for two kneading bowls that were split, or a trough that had split in two. So in this situation, when I push the two together, so the water between them isn't consecrated because that water is not inside a kli. But but if I connected them using limestone or gypsum or something, and now they're able to be carried as one. So in such a situation, the water between them is no longer going to be considered not surrounded by kli. And so therefore, by definition, it's going to be okay to use for para aduma water. And thus we have learned a lot of the dinim concerning the fact that the water has to be inside a kli, a surrounded kli that can hold it. Now in the 6th parak, our Mishnah starts to talk about how to consecrate the ashes. Hamakadesh. So what happens to somebody who's trying to go ahead and consecrate the mechatas by putting the ash into the water? V'nafal akidosh al yado al atzad. And the consecration fell on his hand or on the side of the trough. He's a butterfingers. Didn't go directly into the water, but rather v'achakach nafal al ashokas. It comes afterwards and falls into the trough, right? After lying there for a second, then it fell into the water. So it fell into the water not because of my force, but rather because of the its own force, puzzle. So in such a situation, the ash inside the para aduma didn't come in through my force, and so therefore the water is not correctly prepared as para aduma water. Nafal min ashfoferes l'shokes. What if they fell from the tube into the trough? I didn't shake the para aduma ashes out of the tube, but they fell out of the tube accidentally. So possible again. It's no good. The Torah tells me that v'lakhula tamei me'afar serifas achatas, that they should take it and v'nasan alav, and he has to put it. So it seems to imply from the pasuk that it needs what we call koach gavra, the power of the individual, and in this situation that's not there, and so therefore the ashes are not effective. Natal mishvoferes v'kiso shehigifes adelas. What happens if he takes ashes from the tube and then cover the tube or close the door? In other words, he covered up he put the lid back on before he turned around and put the ashes into the water. So we added an extra step into the process, taking ashes out, covering it, which is not part of the process, and then putting the ash into the water. So in such a situation, hakidush kasha, right, by mayim sulim. In this situation, the consecration ashes are still okay. They can be used at a different time, but the water is no good because he engaged in an activity in between, and so therefore it's not v'lakhu v'nasan. It didn't come. The two steps didn't come together. Zakfa ba'aretz pasul. Also, if he stood the tube up on the ground after he put the para aduma ashes inside, but before he puts them into the water, he puts it on the ground, even though he didn't cover it, puzzle, because the Torah says the para aduma ashes have to be there limish meris. They have to be particularly guarded from tum and all sorts of other things. And so here, since you put it on the ground, right, you're not guarding it. And so therefore, it's going to be no good. L'sochiado, kasha. If I hold the tube in my hand, so then it's okay. Mipnei she'asher, because you can guard something when it's in your hands. And so hereby, our Mishnah has introduced us to the first couple of rules of what it is that we do when the Kohen goes ahead and creates the Paraduma water from the Paraduma ashes. And we'll continue with these dinim when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.